fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the second day of August. You're slipping by here, isn't it? Second day of August. Proper tip of the day. We're going to expand on this a bit. Do you have your night vision? Question mark. If not, why not? Night vision is marvelous. I occasionally bug Professor McKinney about whether he's ever taken the time, the opportunity, I should say, to look at the night sky with night vision. Being a credentialed astrophysicist, I would hope he will do that soon. It's amazing. What night vision does is magnify available light. They're called starlight scopes sometimes. They do need some light to magnify. In a cave, traditional night vision won't work unless they have a infrared illuminator. But we've got to the point now where you can get good quality night vision at a reasonable price. So let's just go to my website here. And under John's Survival and Tactical Gear, which is just to the right of me in my tiger stripe fatigues, standing on the side of a deuce and a half there. You click on that, and Tim Spencer, once he's feeling better, he's going to be categorizing all these things. Just keep scrolling down and scroll down and scroll down, and eventually you get to the night vision equipment, and I'm just scrolling down here to see what we have. Lots of things. There's several hundred items here that you can look at, and you'll probably find things that you didn't know even existed when you're going through here. There's all the electric bicycles, fun stuff, gasoline-powered bicycles. And there's the gas mask. You need a gas mask if you don't have one. Ballistic helmets, ballistic plates for your plate carriers, drones, lots of fun stuff there. Some water filters, portable water filters, Katahdin. Oh, here's some interesting thing. The devices that make electricity from heat. That's pretty neat. I'm going to be getting a couple of those for our energy conference we're going to have here. And here we go to optics, traditional optics, vortex, and then finally we got the night vision. Thermal imaging by Armasite, and the ATN, night vision, weapon sight. Yukon binocular. Here's a little far field binocular that you can mount on a little headpiece to wear it and look through it while you're driving or walking around. Let's see what those things cost. $279. That's pretty reasonable. And fairly compact, fairly lightweight. Yeah, that looks like it's got a infrared illuminator on it. Yeah, high quality Gen 1. Gen 1 is entry level. Generation 1 technology is entry level. Keep in mind what I always say. Some night vision is better than no night vision at all. So don't anguish over not being able to spend $4,000 or $5,000 on a piece of night vision equipment. But take delight in the fact that you can buy something, even if it's a $279 binocular. It's better than nothing. It surely is better than nothing. ATN has been at the cutting edge of a lot of this technology for a number of years, and you can. Here's our. I don't know if I have that one listed here. At ATN, marvelous sight that they've got. It's basically a TV camera, is what it is. Pretty neat stuff. Pretty neat stuff. I know when I was mounting my night vision scope on one of my rifles, I had access to a room that's 70 feet long with no windows. And the lights are out. It's completely dark, just like being in a cave. And I had a table set up to do my sighting in, and a backstop at the other end of the building to catch the projectiles. When it came time to turn on the night vision, it was like magic, being able to see in complete darkness. It is like magic. Surely it is. Most people have never had the opportunity to look through night vision. I doubt that more than 1% of Americans have ever had the opportunity to look through night vision equipment. It is that rare. It is that esoteric. The odds of criminals having night vision when they are attacking you are slim to none. Granted, it is possible, but more likely to happen in movies and TV shows than in real life. If you find yourself under attack by criminals at nighttime and you've got night vision equipment, well, you've just got a massive advantage, don't you? A huge advantage that you can see what they can't see. So do your homework. Now, the offerings I have here at my website, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7 different items here. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of different pieces of night vision equipment that you can look at, educate yourself about, and make your decision on. I picked out some low-end stuff, some mid-range, and some high-end stuff so that you can get an idea of what's out there. Thermal imaging is not night vision. It's a whole different kind of technology. Thermal imaging can detect the heat emanated from a living person or animal. So it could be a criminal that's trying to attack you, or it could be a wild hog that you need to shoot, because the wild hogs are dangerous, and they're prolific. They breed a baby wild hog can have its own babies in eight months. So they multiply very quickly. And basically, it's shoot on sight. My neighborhood, if you see a wild hog, you shoot on sight. But thermal imaging is really neat also. One of the big advantages of thermal imaging is smoke and haze fog don't affect the thermal imaging. That's a big advantage. One of the downsides of thermal imaging is you don't have any facial recognition, which high quality, once you get to generation 2 plus, generation 3, you have the possibility of facial recognition, which you don't have with thermal imaging. Now, these TV camera sites that they're doing, they offer a lot of capability for very little money, around $600 retail. That's what they are. They're TV cameras. In fact, you can even record what you're looking at or what you're shooting, either one, with these high-tech devices. Here's what's going on with anything involving this kind of technology. Every 4 to 6 months, there's something new coming out that's more cutting edge than what was out before. Anything with capacitors, diodes, resistors in it is going to get smaller, lighter, better, and less expensive. It's just the nature of that kind of technology. Now, if you do get any kind of night vision, thermal imaging, TV camera type equipment, you need to make sure it's protected from EMP. The capacitors, the diodes, the resistors in these pieces of equipment would be damaged and destroyed by a strong EMP pulse. Something to keep in mind about EMP attack is that there's a high likelihood that a week or two or 4 weeks after an EMP attack, there would be a second one to knock out all the equipment that's been brought out that was protected previously and put into service. That would be my expectation, is there would be a second attack a week to 4 weeks after the initial attack to knock out any ways of resistance, to really bring the American population to their knees. Professor McCanny mentioned last hour how the sun is having very low activity for 6+ years. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. He also mentioned that a good-sized comet coming by could change that in a heartbeat. Well, there's your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. A coronal mass ejection similar to the one that happened in 1859, it's called the Carrington event, 1859, could take out half the planet or the entire planet's power grid worldwide. It has capability that EMP from nuclear devices don't have because they're only straight line of sight. Electromagnetic pulse, coronal mass ejections. Yes, these are clear and present dangers. I have the complete report at my website. Let's go there. It's under, I think it's a standalone. It's scroll down the right side, a little bit above the RBN logo, Rural Survival logo, which is scrolling there. EMP Commission Report 2008, Large Transformers and the U.S. Electric Grid also impacts space weather on the electronic grid. It should be the electric grid, but regardless. That report there is in full. You can download it and print it out. The first 90 or 100 pages is probably what most of you need to be reading. If you want to read the whole thing, then by all means, go for it. Now, these scientists and engineers were appointed to report back to the government and to the people what EMP can and what it cannot do. And that's the results they've got there. We've got a caller on hold. We've got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick. Hello, Rick. Is Rick there? Rick, I'm not hearing you. Okay.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, good. Chesterfield Valley has got that massive dead spot at the Boone Bridge end. Nobody else would know what that means, but you would. With respect to the night vision, I had a question and a comment regarding that. I have, of course, that ATN night sight. for just general observation, it's a little unwieldy. You know, that is to say, it's going to be connected to a long gun of some kind. So for just looking around, I think, for just watching to see what's happening or spotting, I think I would love to have something that was more like a binocular as opposed to a monocular. Were you saying that that ATN was actually making an entry-level Gen 1 set? They were making one, or was that somebody else's?
That was somebody else's. That was a Fairfield, is what that was.
Oh, it was? For 279.
Right. Now, the operators, that's on my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear, Rick.
Right.
They're called operators now, which would be Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Rangers. They tend to gravitate more towards binoculars as opposed to binoculars when we're operating in the field. That's their preference most of the time.
One eye, just
one
keeping
eye.
Both eyes open. Is that what they're doing?
Exactly. That's what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. That would be good.
Yeah, it would take some getting used to. And of course, one of the main advantages of that is your peripheral vision is far superior when you're using that method as opposed to binocular.
Yeah, I guess that would be true. I tend to keep both eyes open when I shoot anyway. I don't know why. I just do. Of course, you're talking about their units, are helmet-mounted, which I guess would be nice.
Right. I've got the helmets on my website, too, if you want to do the helmet mount. I've got some helmets at my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear as well.
All right, yeah, I was going to say, for just, you know, if you have to sit somewhere and just keep an eye out, I guess, you know, that would be, that way you wouldn't even have to hold your hands up to your face.
Right. Well, that would get old.
Yeah,
2-hour shift holding your hands up like that would be a long 2 hours.
Yeah, it sure would. You tend to get tired and annoyed. What's driving these things? Probably some batteries, I guess.
Well, they all have batteries. Obviously, they do. Now, I have one entry level that is a hand crank that you can crank it up and get power that way.
I wonder how long. I wonder what the life of that would be, though.
Well, you're charging an internal battery, which would have to be recharged periodically, right?
So, I mean, I wonder if you could get, say, 2 hours out of it like that.
Continuously. Probably not. No.
Well, what do you think? The rest of them are using AAs or something like that?
These days, they're going towards smaller and smaller batteries because they've dialed down the amount of power necessary. It's going to vary from unit to unit. Now, 20 years ago, there was a lot of stuff being imported. It took these military issue batteries, which were almost impossible to get your hands on, and very expensive.
So they're probably using those disc batteries, like those 2032 disc batteries that you have, and a lot of stuff.
Typically, I see AAs and AAAs more than the little flat batteries.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I appreciate it. Thanks a million. I'll talk to you.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Call number is 800-313-9443. You can watch the TV miniseries, America spelled with a K, at my website. It's a YouTube video. Wildly popular miniseries from the mid-1980s, starring Chris Christopherson, if I can say that right. The premise of the miniseries is the United States is taken over by Russia. They never say in the miniseries how that happens. The prologue of the book does, and it's a free download. You can read how they took over, EMP attack. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of August. I do private consultations. I need to be talking about this more. I am getting more interest in it. There's a couple, a husband and wife down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that I'm talking to about coming down there for a private consultation. That will happen soon. If you want a private consultation, yes, I will go to where you are and do a consultation with you, your family, even your neighbors. Just give me a call. My telephone number is listed at my website at thelibertyman.com. The telephone is 314-965-3007. Electromagnetic pulse. Before the break, I was talking about the TV miniseries titled America, spelled with a K. Incredibly popular miniseries back in the mid-1980s, about 30 years ago or so. The miniseries begins with Russia having taken over the United States about 10 or 11 years before the beginning of the series. And they're going through all the trials and tribulations of Americans dealing with being an occupied country. They never say how America was taken over. I've watched the miniseries carefully. They never say how that happened. They simply don't. Now, there was a book that on which the miniseries was based, same title, America, I believe. In the prologue of the book, it's about three pages. They say how America was taken over. It was an EMP attack. Now, Tim Spencer typed that out and has it on my website. You can read the prologue to the TV miniseries America, and then go ahead and watch the miniseries. Pretty well done. Pretty well done. Very, a lot of drama there, I guess you could say. EMP is a clear and present danger. It may be the perfect weapon. It would knock down this country to its knees, making us ready for invasion by Russia and China. You don't think they want to do that? Well, better do your homework and read your history books. Of course they do. Of course they do. 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead in a year following a nationwide EMP attack, knocking out the entire nation's power grid. 90% dead. What would they die from? Well, every American who needs prescription medication to stay alive, they'd be dead in about a month or so. Bad water, that would kill huge tens of millions of people. Starvation, tens of millions of people. Criminals taking advantage of the situation, millions of people. It would be an absolute disaster of biblical proportions. Of course it would. That's my reality. I don't know what your reality is, but that's my reality. I've made preparations to make sure my wife, my family, would be safe following the EMP attack. Preparations would continue and are improved on all the time. There's more I can do. I've been at this a long time, but there's still more I can do and more I will do. Here at my place, we just took delivery yesterday of a 40-foot Connex that's going to be used to help us further our preparations here. It's one of those things where you need to do step one before you can do step two. Step two can't happen unless you do step one. So we need some storage space. 40-foot Connex provides a lot of storage space. And we can start moving things in there so that we can accomplish something else. Pretty simple. You know, the whole process of getting it down here was an education for me. The company that did it, I got to know these folks pretty well. They have the proper equipment to do it safely and quickly. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do, in fact, do private consultations. I will come to your home, come to your community, and do a private consultation with your family, your extended family, even your neighborhood. Give me a call. My telephone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com. My email address is there also. That's TheLibertyMan@AOL.com. My telephone is 314-965-3007 if you want a private consultation. Also, my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner. Yes, that's my home business. When you place an order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that packs them up and ships them. You place an order for a mattress pad to go with the energy cleaner, I reconfigure the factory-made fitted mattress pad, and I box them up and ship them also. Right here from Davisville, Missouri. So check out the energy cleaner if you have arthritis pain or joint pain. You'll probably get relief. Back pain, you'll probably get relief. Not getting a great night's sleep, yeah. Most likely you get relief there also. $285 shipping included. And, of course, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payments if you live in the U.S., by the way. You need to spread that dollar amount out for over a few months. The toll-free auto line for the Energy Cleaner is 800-592-9543. Don't try to call me at that number. You won't get me. 800-592-9543. Taking questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
You probably keep up with the news quite well on different things in North Korea. What's your viewpoint if we were to take out North Korea, all the key points, Pyongyang and et cetera, how long do you think before China would respond and in what way?
Well, there's treaty obligations between China and North Korea, so China's response would be pretty close to instantaneous. So if they fulfill their treaty obligations, which I think they would, because their goal is to be the ruling dominant country on this planet this century. Now, this is a country, Dave, that murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goal of taking over their own country. So I don't believe that leadership would have any qualms about murdering hundreds of millions of people who aren't even Chinese to achieve their goal. So the response to attacking North Korea would be instantaneous on the part of China.
Well, John, do you think we have any choice either, the way this idiot is acting and probably going to follow through?
Well, I'm not sure that I can respond properly to that. The things he's doing is very provocative, and I believe he's probably acting at the direction of the Communist Chinese. That's my belief. I don't have any evidence of that other than North Korea has been a client state of China since, for 70 years, basically.
Well, it's either them or us, whoever's going to throw the punch first, and I guess we would rather not have the punch thrown first, because you talk about EMPs and all this, which is true. So somebody's got to make a choice. It seems like it's going to come down, though, I think.
It may be, and the threats and the posturing is going back and forth at a very dangerous level, and there's nothing you and I can do to change it there, Dave.
Okay, just get prepared, right?
Okay, that's it. That's it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. You know, we can speculate. We can postulate. But that, at the end of the day, does that do any good? No. What would do some good is preparing to deal with the consequences of an exchange between China and the United States. There are, in fact, treaty obligations between North Korea and China. If North Korea is attacked, China will respond. And that's how we got into the war in the first place 70 years ago. It wasn't 70 years, 1952, not quite 70 years ago, because of CETO, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, I believe it was. Anyway, we had a treaty obligation with South Korea. When they were attacked, we fulfilled our treaty commitment and came to the aid of South Korea to keep them from being overrun by the communists, which they would have been. If it had not been for United States intervention, the prosperous, free country of South Korea would have been incorporated into the communist sphere there, and they simply wouldn't exist as a free, prosperous country that they have now for all these decades. The South Korean economy is one of the strongest and greatest on the planet. And at the end of the Korean War, there wasn't much there. A lot of mud, broken families, a lot of death. But they rose out of the mud to create a very prosperous and free economy there in South Korea, and good for them. You need to educate yourself. When it comes to electromagnetic pulse, you really need to educate yourself. That's why I've got that free download at my website, so you can read what the scientists and engineers are saying. Dr. Peter Pry, I've interviewed here on this show. You need to read Dr. Pry's books. He's written more than one. And educate yourself. People focus on whether, well, will their car run or not run. They focus on things that are important, but not all that important. Motor vehicles that are EMP resistant is a good thing on one hand. On the other, once the fuel's gone, the fuel's gone. Because the where the fuel comes from, these refineries are loaded top to bottom, left to right, with resistors, transistors, and so forth. So they'll be down, and there won't be any more fuel. Unless you happen to be fortunate enough to store up several thousands of gallons that's properly stored with a good quality stabilizer in it, you're not going to have any fuel after a short period of time. So there's a lot to this. EMP attack would change everything. It would throw us back into the 1890s without the infrastructure of the 1890s. I picked the 1890s because it was a fairly advanced and sophisticated society we had at that time, with no internal combustion engines and no electricity. Electricity was basically a phenomenon in universities where they were doing experiments and so forth. Now, there was no nationwide power grid, obviously. No internal combustion engines. We had steam power. We had wind power for sailboats. We had horsepower, people power. And got a lot done in the 1890s. But the steam locomotives are in museums for the most part. Steam-powered tractors are basically museum pieces also. We still have steam-powered boats. That's what a nuclear submarine is, by the way. It's a steamboat, in case you don't know. A nuclear-powered aircraft carrier is a steamboat. That's a whole different thing. So everything we depend on also depends on electricity in this country for the production and delivery of food, for the getting the clean water that comes out of our taps, for the sewage treatment when you flush the toilet. All depends on electricity. The pharmaceutical products that we use for health and well-being and to keep alive, we depend on electricity. Everything in this country depends on electricity and the power grid functioning in a normal fashion. I'm going to call her and hold here. We got John in Ohio. Good morning, John.
Morning. I was calling to find out what happened to Ann Morrison.
Well, Ann
used to have on her show.
Ann, I had lunch with Ann a few weeks ago, and she's moved on with her life, decided to take a permanent hiatus from doing radio. She's still active with her ham radio club and sends out the occasional email when something comes up that she thinks warrants her attention. So Ann's fine and living her life.
Okay, very good. I was just wondering what happened.
She didn't get a chance to
answer one way or another.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
She didn't get a chance to say goodbye to him. Maybe I'll have her on for a cameo appearance to give us a summary of what's going on with her. I can't make any promises, but that's a possibility.
Okay, very good. Okay,
thanks
a lot.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Ann was at the cutting edge of females being involved in engineering, which was difficult. She entered that field of engineering, I think, in the 1960s. And had a good career, was married, has an adult son who lives with her now, and very brilliant woman, and very interested in things that we're interested in. And we do miss having Ann on. She was on every Friday with me for years. And also has given testimony about what went on at one of the Superfund cleanup sites. Which she was an employee, an environmental engineer at a Superfund cleanup site, and she gave testimony about the compartmentalization that was going on there, where the employees, these weren't outside vendors, where the employees who worked there 9 to 5 Monday through Friday were allowed in certain areas of the administrative building and prohibited in other areas. of the administrative building. How about that compartmentalization? Because what they were doing there was actually building an underground command and control facility at Weldon Springs, Missouri, where hundreds of men and women and their families could stay and live and work for years with all the amenities. Hot and cold running water, comfortable living quarters, lots of food stored up, and of course, and entertainment facilities with movies and ways to work out and so forth, as well as doing their work in command and control. They've built these things all over the country, and at Weldon Springs is just one of the many that have been built around the country for command and control for the federal government. Got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. It's fun working with Tim Spencer. Now, Tim is in a hospital today. His infection in his ankle has come back. It's been a back-and-forth thing with us celebrating progress and then praying about setbacks. Right now, we're dealing with a setback. I'll know either later today or tomorrow the outcome of this latest hospital visit dealing with more infection in an ankle. It's been a struggle for him and for his family, and we simply will know the prognosis, like I say, later today or tomorrow I'll find out. He's already accepted the fact that he may lose that foot. That is something that he's resigned himself to as a possibility. Obviously, he wants to keep the foot, but he's already reached an accommodation, an emotional accommodation, with that being a possibility. But he will go on. Even if he does lose a foot, he will still be my webmaster. He'll still be doing his weekly radio show at Republic Broadcasting from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time every Saturday. And he will persevere because he has a loving wife, a family that will help him do what he's got to do, dealing with being on one foot. He'll probably get if he does lose the foot, he'll probably get a prosthesis and be able to get around with that after a period of time, after healing has taken place. Okay. Yeah, I got a note here from my engineer that Tim has access to one of the best prosthesis clinics in the nation. Well, that would be the one run by the Department of Defense, obviously, the Veterans Administration. They are very good at that, and the whole science of that has come a long way in the last 15, 20 years. All right. Getting near the next break here. Well, tomorrow we'll have open lines, first half hour. Tom Berryhill will come on and talk about the energy cleaner for about 24 minutes. We'll have Don Kubley. We'll talk about the inter-shelter domes for an hour. That's always fun. My wife and I are looking at convincing my mother-in-law to make her retirement home a dome home. That would be a fun project if we could get that going. Friday, of course, we have open lines the first hour, and my friend Dr. Phil Myers, hour two. Dr. Myers' lectures are fascinating. The nuances he gets into, the knowledge this man brings to the table, he's a brilliant young man with a lot of knowledge. And I know my wife, Dr. Moore, always makes sure that she listens to his lectures because she gets a lot out of it. Everybody that listens gets a lot out of his lectures. Record heat wave in the Pacific Northwest, Portland, Seattle, that whole area up there. They'll be breaking some records in the next couple of days, ranging 100 degrees plus. Only a third of the homes in Metro Seattle have air conditioning. I'm pretty sure my daughter's home has air conditioning. I never really thought about it too much, but with the climate they've got up there, air conditioning is something they rarely need. So two-thirds of the homes don't have air conditioning in the Pacific Northwest. As I sometimes say, they got the most perfect weather on the planet, June, July, and August. The other 9 months, you can keep it. If you like rainy, overcast weather, Pacific Northwest is where you want to be. But it is beautiful. The forests they have up there, the lakes, the streams, the mountains. It is beautiful, and I can see why people would want to live there. But they'll be suffering. It gets to 100 degrees and you got no air conditioning. There will be a lot of people suffering in the Pacific Northwest over the next few days. And my heart goes out to them, but maybe they can find a way to get some relief. Or I'm sure all the small air conditioners, window units have already been sold out. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of August. The more you learn about EMP, the more you realize how devastating an EMP attack, nationwide EMP attack, would be on this country. There's other ways to accomplish the same goal, by the way. Hacking could accomplish the goal of shutting down the national power grid. There's actually three power grids for the lower 48, East Mississippi, West Mississippi, and Texas. There are three separate power grids. So a hacking attack could take down these power grids. EMP attack could take down the power grids. Simple physical attack on about 19 substations would take down the power grid. Any one of which would be devastating. EMP would be the worst. The attack on the substations, well, my information is that we don't have backup transformers to replace these multi-million dollar transformers that control the power grid. They simply don't exist. They have to be custom made and ordered and delivered. It takes a year under normal circumstances to order and take delivery of one of these massive transformers that help control the power grid. So any of these attacks would be devastating and cause massive loss of life. Dr. Peter Pry, has given sworn testimony along with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich in attempts to get Congress to spend the money equivalent to the cost of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers. The way they throw money around up there in D.C., that's not a lot of money. But for that amount of money, the cost of 1 1/3 B-1 bombers, they could protect the national power grid. And they have not, and I don't see any hope of that being done. Dr. Pry, his fallback position, Plan B, is to encourage the 48 governors of the lower 48 states to isolate and island their power grids from the other 47 states. I don't know what success he's had there. It is something that it could have some hope, though, of being successful. So you're not dealing with Congress, you're dealing with governors and state legislatures. And I would like to see that as much of that happen as possible. It would not preclude the national power grid being protected in whole, but it certainly would be a big benefit to get as many of the 48 states, the 48 lower states, to have independence from the national power grid. Of course, Hawaii and Alaska have their own power grids, and I don't know what, if anything, they've done to protect themselves, but they certainly have the same vulnerability as the lower 48 has. Other possessions such as Puerto Rico and Guam and so forth, I don't know what, if anything, they've done to protect their power grids either. You and I aren't going to change it. Now, you can write a letter to your congressman and encourage them to protect the national power grid. That may have some help, may be some benefit. But in the meantime, you need to take care of yourself and your family. That's what it comes down to. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.